Hey friends, welcome to the Intentional Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Ange Barnard, and on today's episode, we are talking about you getting an energy shift if you feel like that's needed, because maybe you have been experiencing a difficult person in your life that might be a little triggering to you, or just a situation that you've been dealing with that you've been finding sparks that stress for you. If that is the case, listen up, because I got some wisdom for you that might help you get that energetic shift that you are looking for. Because I believe that if you find these kinds of things are bringing your energy down, you don't want that to continue in your life, right? You don't want to continue to be at the effect of how other people show up or at the effect of things happening that are just like out of your control, right? So listen up, because we're going to talk about it. So this episode was inspired by a situation that happened recently, and my husband had asked me a question that shifted everything for me, and I thought it might be helpful to you. So let me tell you what the situation was. This is an example of me dealing with what I would describe as a difficult personality. That's how I would describe it. And usually, I'm pretty good with difficult personalities because I've done a lot of this work, and I tend to know how to work with people well that might be showing up from a lower energy place for whatever reasons happening in their life. But I'll tell you, this specific situation really triggered me. I'm proud of how I handled it on the spot, but what I'm not proud of is what I did after the fact. So let me tell you this story. So I was teaching a class, and I had someone else that I work with, in a nutshell, just kind of, how do I describe this? Call me out in front of everyone and point out where I was doing something wrong, but I wasn't actually doing the thing wrong. But it was a way to shift blame to me because they had gotten confused about something. So that ended up happening, and I handled it in the way of just saying, I'm sorry, you know, if you were confused about that, that is not the case. I'm sorry if I said anything that made you confused. And I ended up just taking it, you know, like, I guess I would say showing up with kindness and grace in the situation. But after the fact, I was really upset. So, and the reason I was upset, because I thought that it was just unprofessional the way that it was handled. And I want you to think about this, because a lot of times when we get triggered by something, it has to do with our own personal values. When we feel like our own personal values are challenged, like let's say someone acts a certain way and you're like, I would never treat someone like that. And it's because you have a big value around that, around the kindness or professionalism or whatever it is. But that person probably does not, you know? So in this case, it was like one of my values around that was really challenged, because I was like, one thing I do not like is when other people shame other people in front of people. Like, it really bothers me. Like, if I see someone facilitating and let's say someone asks a question and that facilitator, in a sense, shames that person for asking the question and be like, why would you ask that? Or just like, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but that's something that like really bothers me, like the public shaming around things. And I felt like that was kind of happening. It was like a shift to blame. And it just triggered that part of me where I was like, oh, I do not like that. And I handled it well, like publicly. But after the fact, I get off the call and I'm so annoyed by the situation. So I end up telling my husband, and I'm like going on a rant. I'm like, this frustrates me that, you know, this person would just respond and say this in front of everyone and whatever. So I'm going on my rant about it. And he says to me, Ange, is this worth your energy? And that's the question I want to give to you. Is it worth your energy? And for me, the answer to that question was no. Because in that moment, I was already triggered talking to this person. It already took some of my joy in that moment. But it didn't have to take any more things from me after the fact. But what was happening is as I was telling my husband about the situation, my energy was shifting low. I was getting more annoyed and angry as I was talking about it. And it was taking time away from my break that I had in this beautiful location I was in and my time with my husband that I had. I was just using that time talking about how much I was annoyed about the situation. It wasn't worth my energy. It wasn't worth to bring to the space. It wasn't worth it to take more of my joy than it had already taken. But some of us do that. Like we experience someone who shows up in a difficult way and it triggers us because maybe they challenge some of our big values in the way that they show up. So it makes sense why you would be triggered. But what I'm asking you to do is instead of reacting to the situation, which is what I was doing when I was telling my husband all about it and going on and on about it and getting all riled up and upset, is I'm asking you to choose how you want to show up, to choose whether that's going to continue to steal your energy or not. So when he asked me that question, is it worth your energy? I was like, it's not worth my energy. It's not even worth me talking to you about. It's done. It's over with. I know why I was frustrated. And I also, something that always helps me too is just that reminder, you know, you've heard this quote that hurt people hurt people. And I really do feel like that is true. And sometimes, you know, I think in the situation that was happening was like trying to shift the blame on me because she didn't want to feel like she was wrong in front of everyone. And it was more of like a protection mechanism that was happening on her end. She was reacting to the situation. Like, and when I really look at it, I'm like, this isn't a bad human. I don't believe that about her at all. In fact, there's so many things I love about her. But it was like she was reacting in that moment, not consciously choosing how she wanted to show up. And a lot of us are doing that. So that allows me to show grace towards other people when I really think about it. But really just that question, is this worth your energy? The other thing I want you to notice, and I'm sure you already noticed this in the world, like if you go somewhere and you sit in a public place and you overhear other people's conversations, so often people are talking crap about someone or something. And what they're doing is they're just generating more of that kind of energy in the space that they're in the world, in themselves as they talk about it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't talk about how you're feeling. Please don't get me wrong around that. I really do think you should express your feelings. But I think that you got to be intentional about it. Like there's a time and a place for that. And you got to decide, like, this is where I'm going to hold that space. Like, think about it in therapy. Like, we're opening up. We're sharing some of the things that might be lower energy. But we're being really intentional about that. And even sometimes I will flat out set timelines. Like I will, my sister, like she's like my best friend. And I'll often say like, okay, I'm going to vent to you. Let's just set the timer. We got 10, 20 minutes or whatever it is. And then we'll wrap this up. It's like, I'm being intentional about it. I'm not going to continue generating that kind of energy when it's not serving me. But I see that all the time. People will repeatedly tell a story that bothers them or a situation or talk crap about someone and it doesn't make them feel good. And it's oftentimes you are infecting the other person you're talking to with that lower energy. And you don't want to do that. So it's just about being more mindful. So I want you to borrow that question, put it in your back pocket. Is this worth your energy? Because not everything is. So sometimes even you might have an interaction with someone who is extremely negative. Like we had a flight attendant who said something to my husband that I thought was like, what? Did she really just say that? It was like extremely unprofessional and negative in my personal opinion. And it was triggering. It was triggering to both of us. But then I asked myself that question, is this worth our energy? Is it worth our energy to continue on talking about it? I mean, it is if we're teaching on it and we're making good things come out of it. But, you know, in the moment. And then we had talked about it, too. I was like, you know, I bet you she showed up that way because she's probably tired. She'd been dealing with so many different people. Doesn't mean it's okay. I don't want to excuse people's behavior and say that that's okay for you to treat other people like crap because you're going through some stuff. I don't believe that. But I will say it makes sense given what you're experiencing. And for some reason, for me, when I'm able to do that with other people, it allows me to show them grace because I don't show up perfect either. I react all the time too. But the and I'm not in control of how anyone shows up, but I am in control of how I show up and what I choose to give my energy to, what things I choose to talk about and keep feeding into. So that's what I want you to think about. If you're dealing with any difficult people, is it really worth your energy to keep talking about it, to keep thinking about them, obsessing about it? Like, is it really worth it? And what can you actually do to make the situation better? Like, what would be something that you could do to make it better? Would it be talking to someone to have, like, I'm talking about not hating on someone, but actually coming, finding a solution to what's going on so that you stop complaining about it? Because I see people do that a lot. Complaining about the person or the thing, but you actually are solution oriented. Think about that. All right. So the next story I want to jump into that's in my notes. This has to do with emails. We got to talk about emails because so often I am talking to my clients about emails that they're afraid to send out to someone. Maybe they changed their mind about an opportunity that they were pursuing. They don't want to pursue that anymore. They're like, how do I tell this person via email? And there's some energy around it that's lower that they're feeling. They want to avoid talking to that person. They feel like maybe they got to defend themselves. They got to protect their reputation. They don't want to seem flaky. They don't want to, you know, that kind of stuff. They don't want to seem like they're, yeah, flaky or negative or whatever it is, or inconsiderate, like reputation protecting that's happening. This stuff shows up not only in email situations, but like just conversations in general that we might be avoiding happening because of, so let me go over these things. You feel like you gotta protect your reputation in some way because it might be impacted. You don't want them to think certain thing about you. You feel like maybe you got to hide because you don't really want to share the thing that you know you should be sharing. So you're just, again, avoiding that's happening. You might find yourself feeling like you need to defend or prove something. If there's any of that kind of energy showing up, that's the catabolic energy showing up. And when it comes to conversations that we're having in our lives, whether that's an email that you're thinking about sending that you kind of don't want to send, but you know you feel like you need to, but you feel like there's this energy around it, and that's what's causing you stress, that's a difficult situation causing stress, or a conversation that or a meeting that you feel like needs to happen, but you feel like, again, this kind of energy around it, like we got to talk about this because what you do not want to happen is to have that conversation via email or in person when you are coming from that low energetic space. It just isn't going to serve you. So a lot of the work that I'm doing with people when we're talking about what should I say in X situation, that's often a question that my clients will ask me is like, so this is going on and I changed my mind about this, or this person's acting this way and how should I handle this? What should I say? What I often focus on more than the strategy and the exact words to say is the energy you show up with. That is what I focus on the most. And that is like, well, what kind of energy do you want to bring to this space? Is it the energy of an abundance mindset? Is it the energy of you showing up from a place of love in this situation? Is it the energy of you focusing on opportunity, you being curious, all that higher energy stuff? Or is it the energy of some of those things I just mentioned? Where you feel like you got to protect your reputation, you got to defend, you got to prove yourself, you feel like you got to hide, any of that stuff. Even as I say that, it brings the energy down. You don't want to communicate from that place because it just doesn't serve you. So again, what's helpful is when you're talking to someone else, like someone like me or a friend or whoever it is, they might be asking you, like I asked this a lot, like how can you show up from a place of love? What would you write if you actually believed everything was happening for you? What if you believed that you you were meant to meet each other, even for this short period of time. I'm just giving this example because sometimes I see this with my clients where they're like, I got to back out of this position that I thought I was going to take and stuff like that. That happens often. And I'm like, well, what if it was just for you to have this connection with someone? Who knows if later on down the line you might reconnect with them or meet them at another time? Like, what if? So I try to like give possibilities around higher energy stuff that you don't feel like you are the one that, you know, you're doing something wrong or you're crappy or it's just coming from this low energy place. I want your communication to come from a higher energy place because I really do believe the energy that you bring to whatever it is you are doing, your communication, your life in general, determines the results. So that is more important than the specific strategy around what to say. I think this is the thing too that makes me a lot different from a lot of other career coaches in the space because I do a lot of career coaching work still. I do a lot of speaker coaching work too. That's been a big chunk of my work lately where if people are wanting to really get into the business of public speaking or, you know, writing a certain talk, I've been doing a lot of coaching around that and helping people in that space. That's been really fun. But it goes back to the same stuff that I'm doing with people when it comes to my career coaching space. It's all about the energy you are bringing into a space that causes influence or that causes the results that you want to have. So it's like, what kind of energetic place do you want to show up when you are communicating? Because I have seen, like, for me, what works well, even in the example I gave you earlier about the difficult personality that I was dealing with is like the best way to handle that would be from a higher energy place. Like wait until I'm not reacting and I'm actually intentional about how I handle that and I'm coming in from the higher energy place. This is also why I often say, and you've heard me on the show, that it's important that your goodbyes are goodbyes. Because again, it's the energy that you're showing up with or you're leaving with because that determines what's to come. So if you find, my whole point here is if you find yourself finding like, you know, you got to have some communication via email that's causing some stress for you or in-person meeting thing coming up and you feel the lower energy around it, you know where the work's at? The work is at you shifting your energy before having that conversation as much as you can so that you can show up from a place of love. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. In fact, sometimes showing up from a place of love may still be very uncomfortable to bring up something that you might think that isn't going to make that other person happy when they hear it. But it's showing up from a place of love for yourself, what you really want to happen, from maybe from this belief that everything is working out, that person will be supported, everyone will get what they need from this. Like, telling yourself that, those kinds of things can really help you. So the question here that you can be asking yourself is, what kind of energy do I want to show up from? I know I'm going to have this difficult conversation, or I got to send this email out or have this meeting, but what kind of energy do I want to show up with in that? That will help you. So those two questions have just been so helpful. One, is this worth my energy? When you find yourself dipping down due to X person's behavior, fill in the blank, is it really worth your energy? Especially if they already took some joy from you earlier in the day. Do they need to keep taking joy from you as you continue to talk about it, as you continue to stew on it? Absolutely not. Not worth your energy. And a lot of things are not worth our energy. Annoyances, someone, you know, just like certain things we give energy to that ain't worth it. And then the next question, what kind of energy do I want to show up with to this thing that might be difficult? How do I want to show up? How can I show up from a place of love? How can I show up from a place of abundance? What would I do if I believed that everything was working out for me? That even this situation I'm in that might kind of suck and be uncomfortable, even this thing's happening for me. Then how would I answer? Then how would I speak in this situation? That's the kind of energy stuff that is important to be thinking about as we communicate. This is what I've been talking about so much lately as I've been getting booked for different speaking gigs, is I've been talking about being intentional with our energy and our communication. And a lot of the problems that people have been telling me they want help with is like, how do I keep my energy up when I'm dealing with difficult people on the regular when I'm dealing with all this negativity around me. You know, that kind of stuff. It's like, you got to be intentional about how you show up. You got to be intentional about the way you're, what stories you're telling yourself, what you're choosing to give energy to, what you're choosing to focus on. And you also got to be intentional about the questions you ask the other people and how you help shift their energy. I mean, you're not responsible for how someone shows up, but there's definitely things that you can do to influence the energy of other people. And fighting fire with fire doesn't work. It's not going to serve you. So that's often the thing to consider too. And like I say, like a lot of my work is around the energy side of what, how we're showing up during our career transition, when we're showing up as we're doing this presentation or this meeting or this email, whatever it is, because that determines everything else. So I often say too, if there's anything that you're preparing for that's coming up, just this reminder, energy is everything. So if you're going to prep for anything, prep by prioritizing like the kind of energy you want to have, the energy you're bringing into whatever it is that you're working on or creating or the conversation. That's where our focus should go. Over strategy, over the right words to say, any of that stuff any day. It's about the energy that you're bringing into the space. And that starts with you in your own mind. What are you thinking? And the thing is, if you're feeling a certain way that just feels very uncomfortable to you or it's draining and exhausting, it's not just because of what's happening around you. It's because of what you are making it mean and what you are thinking. And you always got that control over that. You get to decide to do that shift, and it's going to change your energy, and that's going to change your outcome and the results that you have in your life. All right. So that is, in a nutshell, this episode, the two questions I want you to be thinking about when dealing with a difficult person or a difficult situation. Is this worth my energy? And what kind of energy do I want to show up with despite XYZ thing happening? How could I show up from place of love? What would I do if I believed everything was happening for me, including the situation? What's the opportunity out of this situation? This is like the kinds of questions you want to ask yourself that's going to help you show up from the higher place. All right. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Leave a podcast review if you haven't done so. You can go on Spotify. You can hit the stars. You can on Apple, actually hit the stars and then hit write a review and leave one. That's super helpful. And the other thing too, is if you ever want just what a one-on-one session where there's something going on that you feel like is taking your energy, or maybe you're just curious about speaking stuff or making a career transition, any of those types of things. And you're like, can I just talk to you about this? Get a little coaching around this. I have a special coaching link for you that you can check out, and it's going to be in the show notes. You can just book one session. There's no commitment to do anything else, but sometimes that's really helpful to just give you that shift that you need so that you can move forward. So I want to make sure that that's available to you. I hope you have an awesome day. I will talk to you soon. Bye.